Well, Chloe, it's good to get talking to you once again here on Highland. And I suppose, first of all, congratulations on making it with your bid to get to London 2012. It was confirmed at the weekend. How are you feeling at the moment with a qualification now safe and secure for the Games?
It feels great. It's what I've been working towards all year, just to be qualified by Christmas. So it's good to achieve that goal now and just be able to look towards the games and just train towards that.
Did you feel more added pressure this year in trying to seek qualification, Chloe?
Well, I've definitely done everything this year towards the Games. I've prepared well, I trained well, I did everything right, as you could say, whereas last time it was kind of like I wasn't expected to be there, so it was an added bonus. But this time I really wanted to be there and I'd done everything to be there. So in one way it was a bit of added pressure, but in another way I knew I'd done everything right, so yep. It was good.
Was it easy to keep your focus over the last couple of months?
At times it was hard because since July it's just been go, 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 and everything, it's just been one tournament after another tournament, and the draws are really hard because everybody wants to be at the Olympics. But I've had a really good year, and my badminton's been going better than ever, so I can't complain. It was a good year.
Have you been playing more badminton this year than before, and would you possibly see yourself as maybe one of the harder working players on the circuit?
I think in Olympic year, everybody kind of plays more badminton, so it's kind of, you've got more tournaments than a normal year, but it's all kind of part and parcel with the Olympics. You have to get 10 good tournaments, and you just have to keep going until you've got 10 really good ones, and you can be sure for a place in the Games. So I think definitely everybody's doing the same, but I'm one of very few that can say that I'm qualified now before Christmas.
I know, of course, we're about, what, 6 or 7 months away yet from the Games in London 2012, but you were the first Irish player to ever win a badminton match in the Olympics in Beijing in 2008. Obviously, you want to emulate that, but I know it's early stages, but what would your aim be for London 2012?
I can't be sure yet. I don't know. I have to see how well I can improve my game until then, but the Olympics is just the best players in the world, so if you're going to do anything there, you have to play in your absolute best. And I'm doing that at the minute, but I'm still very young when it comes to badminton terms. So I hope to do better than last time, but I can't be sure until draws and stuff come out and see how well I progress until then.
And just to clarify that this all has to be made official by the badminton body come April time, because it won't actually be on paper until then, is that right?
No, exactly. Like, anything can happen between now and April, but you know, you can never be sure until you see your name actually on the list. But as it stands, I should be there come April, just as a matter of them bringing out the list and seeing my name on it.
Yeah, let's reflect back on last weekend. You got to the quarterfinals off that Irish international event, which was held in Lisburn. Joy, of course, reaching the last eight, knowing the qualification for the Olympics had been achieved. But were you disappointed with the outcome of your quarterfinal match when you lost out to the French player?
You could say I was disappointed, but in another way, I was playing a former world number one, and I don't think I've ever come close to beating her before, and I had a big chance this time in the last 21-17, the third set, so that was it was huge for me to even compete with her and have a chance of beating her. So she's one of the players that will be guaranteed in the European medal, so to compete with that caliber of player now, I know that I'm only improving. So in one way, I was very disappointed because I got a chance to win, but in another way, it just shows that my game is moving to the next level, so I have to be happy about that.
Is that the sort of match that you see yourself involved in like a learning curve when you're playing something like that?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, well, she plays like all the top events in the world, and she's one of the best players in the world, so as you could say, a learning curve, but in another way, it just shows me my game's moving on, so that's important.
Let's speak about your brother Sam as well. Of course, you've been playing some tremendous tournaments, picked up a couple of victories this year, but just lost out also at the quarterfinal stage over the weekend. You went on as one of the top seeds there. Was there probably a knock-on effect from your singles, Chloe, that might have affected the play for that doubles game?
Yeah, in one way it could have been that. In another way, we just it just didn't happen for us on that day. I think our mix was some of the worst mix we've played all year. And 2 weeks before that, we actually beat that pair in the final of Norway. So it was very, very disappointing. And, you know, from coming from such a high 2 weeks ago to it was a real low, I have to say, for the Irish international. And I think it's kind of out of pressure when you play in Ireland, and the two of us just didn't really get going on that day at all. But that happens as well, and you kind of take the good with the bad. So
How close she is, or how far away would Chloe, the partnership of Chloe and Sam, be from qualifying for the Olympics next year?
At the minute, we're one place out, but one place out in the mixed is quite a lot. There's only 16 pairs will go to the games in the mixed doubles, whereas in the singles, there's 48 people. So to get one spot in the mixed is going to be very difficult. We've got, I think, 5 months left, and we have to seal a few wins. I don't think anything else will do.
And will you have to be playing your best badminton together if you're to achieve that?
Yeah, for sure. You know, we can always count on maybe, because we're first reserve, there's always a chance of someone getting injured or something like that. So if we can hang on to that first reserve spot, we're in with a good shout. But to get Achille into the list, we're going to have to definitely be playing really well after Christmas.
Well, finally, what's on the cards for Chloe McGee now after Christmas? What tournaments will you be taking part in, and of course gunning for top positions once again?
After Christmas, I've got, I think, five or six tournaments for Olympic qualification ends, and for them, for me, are more sparring purposes. I think first one at the end of January, Sweden, and then it'll be Germany, England, and I'm not sure where after that, but them tournaments will be quite big. Just I'll probably train through them and just use them as sparring towards the Olympics and get ready for the games.
Okay then, Chloe, many thanks for taking the call, and many congratulations once again on your qualification for the Olympics next year in London.
Thank you very much.